there's a significant part of wellness that's weaved throughout the entire law, not only for people of all, but obviously specifically for those that are over 65. And so that was something that we really like and support. When it comes to particularly the proposal, AARP is opposed. It really comes down to two things for us. It's all about increase in costs and risk. There's no doubt there would be significant changes to Medicare as it would stand. It opens the door for not only benefit cuts, but also for a voucher system or a premium support system, which we would be opposed to. The traditional Medicare system is a lifeline for individuals. Those 50 to 64-year-olds who aren't even eligible, that was a big thing of what ACA really helped. For those that maybe, those people that have a cancer diagnosis, they can't work, but they are, you know, aren't eligible for Medicare yet, that helped. For people who are on Medicare, it is a lifeline. About 20% of their income still goes to healthcare costs. People sometimes think when you're on Medicare, that's it. They get out of anything and everything, and that's obviously not true. People spend a tremendous amount of money on their healthcare when they're an older adult. Not only for premiums, but co-insurance, cost-sharing, co-pays, and that amount of cost will only go up under this proposal, and we are adamantly opposed to that. The other piece, though, that is extremely concerning is under the Affordable Care Act, it set an age rating of 3-1, which an older person cannot be charged more than 3 times more than a younger person for premiums, etc. This proposal changes that age rating to 5-1. This will probably, in our data, shows approximately $10,000 more for an individual out of pocket if that would change. Not only is that obviously age discrimination, it's an age tax ultimately is what it is. And there is nothing in this proposal but increased costs to individuals and nothing but increased risk. And to the points that have already been brought up as regards to Medicaid, Medicaid is a lifeline for people too as they age, and you made reference to this already. High users obviously tend to be children, and I know in our state we're 1 out of 2 children are on Medicaid, but obviously very, very high cost comes to people who are end of life or as older adults. If in fact there are changes to Medicaid, and certainly if it goes to a per capita cap or a any type of different system as that would be, we are going to be a huge loser in our state, and that is because of our current reimbursement system, a federal match. So we will be, even though we are considered a wealthy state, we're also a very heavy and high poverty state. And there are many, many people, especially at their end of life, that they are on Medicaid. If they are, who is going to take care of those individuals, and how are they going to get the quality care and dignity that they deserve at their end of life? Whether they're in their home and community-based services and community and getting those services, or they're in a nursing home. And I think that's another piece that's sometimes forgotten. Many people would love to be at home as long as possible, getting all the supports that they can to live out a dignified life. As some cannot do that, they have to go into a nursing home. Either way, individuals deserve that right on either scenario to have quality and affordable health care to, again, end their life in a dignified manner.